Advocates for People with Disabilities are fighting hard against proposed changes to the Americans with Disabilities Act. The proposal, called the ADA Education and Reform Act, recently passed the House, and it would make it harder for people to sue businesses that do not comply with the ADA. That's the landmark 1990 law that requires businesses and other public places to accommodate those with disabilities. Now, this new bill would prevent lawsuits against non-ADA compliant businesses for 6 months, and instead, owners would receive a written notice and time, again, that six-month period, to do something about the complaint. Jennifer Mathis is Director of Policy and Legal Advocacy for the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law. They're opposed to this bill. Jennifer, welcome. And let me just first ask you, what is your core concern here? What concern do you have with the changes being proposed?
So the bill that passed the House would really fundamentally change the way the ADA works. And I think most concerning, it would take away any incentive for businesses to comply with the ADA and specifically with its public accommodations provisions. So if a business doesn't comply with the ADA and they exclude people with disabilities, could be for months, could be for years, we'd be sending the message, that's fine with us. We think it's too much of a burden on you to understand what your obligations are to people with disabilities. And so we're going to wait, and you can wait and see if a person with a disability who is harmed, who is excluded, then sends you a complicated written legal notice explaining to you what your obligations are and telling you the circumstances under which they were excluded. Until then, there's no consequence for not complying.
So just to be clear, right, so as you're saying, the proposal is instead of the threat of immediate legal action, there would be this six-month period allowed for businesses to make improvements and this written notice of non-compliance before legal action could be sought. So proponents of these changes say that they're not taking lawsuits off the table as motivation. They're just giving businesses a chance of, in their eyes, a more fair chance to become compliant.
Right. And I think there's two problems with that. I mean, one is this law has been on the books for 28 years, right? So we're also saying you don't even need to start thinking about how you make yourself accessible until somebody gets harmed, is excluded, and sends you this complicated notice. That means that before that, there might be dozens and dozens of people with disabilities that come to your business, see the step, realize they can't get in their wheelchair, and go away. So what we're doing is saying it doesn't matter, you know, that you're not complying with the law. It's not your responsibility.
Mm. Well, you know, for example, Republican Ted Poe, who brought the bill to the House, has essentially said that he believes these changes could improve the ADA by giving, you know, businesses these notices on what problems they have so that they can fix it rather than, you know, having to be prepared to fight costly lawsuits, that their efforts would be focused in the right places and not in the courtrooms.
Right. It tells you something that every single disability group, hundreds and hundreds of disability groups, have signed these letters opposing this bill. If it supposedly helps people with disabilities, I think you'd see support from people with disabilities. They don't believe that, and it's because it's not true.
Mm. Yeah, in fact, activists are so concerned about it that some interrupted a House Rules Committee meeting last week in which lawmakers were considering the bill. What's your response to kind of one of the basic critiques that some congressmen and women who are sponsoring this bill, that they have about the ADA, that it's left businesses vulnerable to, quote, drive-by lawsuits?
Sure. So there are, as there are with any other law, some lawyers who have engaged in fraud or unethical practices. And that's actually a very, very small number of lawyers, but they've engaged in these extortionist demand letters where they'll send a demand letter saying, hey, you're violating the ADA, send me money and I'll go away. Incidentally, it's important to point out that the ADA itself, this part of the ADA, provides no money damages. So most of those people that are filing a lot of lawsuits, they're also filing with state law claims. And it's the state laws, not the ADA, that have the damages in them. And so changing the ADA is not going to change that. But in any event, the courts around the country have used the ordinary mechanisms to shut those kinds of activities down. And there are lawyers who are in prison. There are lawyers who have been disbarred. There are lawyers who are suspended. There are lawyers who have paid hefty fees. We have the ordinary means to deal with that kind of conduct, and we don't need to take away people's civil rights in order to fix fraud. So I think that it's going to be a different story in the Senate. Now that people with disabilities are fired up about this, I think their senators will hear from them, and the Senate, I think, is not going to pass something like this.
Well, Jennifer Mathis is Director of Policy and Legal Advocacy for the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law. Thank you so much.
Sure.